Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back. To order, go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. Offer ends this Sunday, February 28th. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Is there something these Democrats aren't telling us? He is in real significant trouble, Joe Biden.
It's time for more Dementia.
The American Recovery Act, research plan, recovery plan.
Live
from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Look at the difference in the handling of Governor DeSantis versus Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo gets Emmys for sending your grandmother to your nursing home to her death. Okay, Governor DeSantis got more hell in Florida for keeping beaches open.
Now, we are stronger as a state and much happier as a people because of this leadership. Florida got it right, and the lockdown states got it wrong.
A place where America's growing free and strong.
Because when you come down to it, this is where we all belong.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Can I hear that cut of David Marcus from The Federalist again, going after Jim Acosta, asking him when CNN's going to start reporting some real news rather than very fake news about the P-tapes or about some nurse who made up a story about her coronavirus patients or about some woman who was allegedly attacked by Brett Kavanaugh, but she can't remember anything that happened? Can I hear that cut again?
Won the election.
Hey, Jim, I'm Dave Marcus from The Federalist. When are you guys going to start covering Cuomo? When are you guys going to start covering Cuomo? No, I'm asking you a serious question. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. He killed 10,000 people, and he's accused of sexual assault. And you guys want to talk about Ted Cruz.
If you don't mind.
So what? No. When are you going to start covering Cuomo?
We can do it this way, maybe. Just because he's rude, I'll be rude.
Sir, let me just finish this interview, and then I'll talk to you, okay? If you don't mind.
No.
Well, then, excuse me. I have an interview.
Yeah, what are you going to box me out? You're not tall enough. When are you going to start covering it, Jim? When's CNN going to deal with Cuomo?
We are covering it.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not. You're not.
Okay, we agree to disagree.
We don't agree to disagree. You're not covering Cuomo.
I'm sorry, but
What do you think about it? What do you have to say about Cuomo?
I'm here to do a job right now.
Oh.
Talk to you.
You have plenty to say about Trump. Nothing to say about Cuomo?
I'm here to do a job.
What do you have to say about Cuomo? Nothing? Nothing, right? You have nothing to say about Andrew Cuomo. The emperor of New York, and you have nothing to say. Okay, then we see it.
At least don't rat on your friends.
Then we see it. Yeah, that's good.
I'm here to do a job. My job is lying. This is right. He lied. We are covering Cuomo, he said. That's a lie. So his job is lying, I guess. Reporting nothing. Reporting things that don't exist, like the P-tapes, the Russian collusion hoax. Brett Kavanaugh attacking women in dorms at Yale, etc., etc., etc. Time now for the Chump Line.
Howie, now they want to make Election Day a holiday. Let's just make every day a holiday and give Democrats holidays off. I'm a genius!
I thought Democrats already did have every day off, don't they? Especially since COVID-19. How many of the hacks that work at City Hall or Town Hall or in the agencies go to work? How about the teachers? They have a holiday, right? Every day, it seems like. Somebody says, what about Kamala Harris? Her ancestors owned slaves. Does she have to pay reparations? That is an excellent point. You know what? You know who owned slaves in Kamala Harris's family? The Irish. The Irish, who were thrown out of Ireland by the English, went to Jamaica and then oppressed the black slaves that had been brought over by the English, who were also oppressing the Irish. How are you going to sort all this out?
You're listening to the new and improved Chump Line service brought to you by the Baker Administration. The next message will play in 632 minutes.
Stand by to leave your message. There are only 135,455 people ahead of you. That's the new improved Charlie Baker Chump Line. Also applies to the one in Maryland, the one in D.C. Do you notice a similarity between all these jurisdictions? They're run by moonbat liberals. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, enjoying the premiere of Season 10 of Wicked Tuna, featuring America's favorite captain, Dave Marciano, and his pals Jay, Joe, and Angelica. Wouldn't it be great to be out there fishing with them for free, courtesy of Matthews Brothers? Stay tuned.
Howie, it's Charlie Parker. I'm taking a page out of the Joe Biden playbook. I've announced that I'm going to be bobbing the state of New Hampshire to take the pressure off of the poor decisions I've made concerning, well, concerning everything.
Yeah, well, he settled for reopening the restaurants a little more and for saying that Fenway Park could open up with 12% of capacity. I wonder how much money the Red Sox can make if they can only have 12% of capacity, but they have to have all this normal security and paid details that they would have with they had a full house. Do you think it really means much? I think not.
With all this global warming going on, have you heard any updates on the spring migration of manatees to Boston Harbor?
Yeah. I have yet to ever see a manatee down here in Florida. I see a sign every day on my bike that says, watch out for boats, watch out for manatees. But I don't think they've seen any either, the people in the boats.
Attending the elite Westminster boarding school, $260,000. A four-year degree from Smith College to become part of the ruling class, $320,000. Getting a janitor fired with a fake hate crime, priceless.
Multiple janitors fired, and someone from the cafeteria, too, I believe. Altogether, four people lost their jobs. Staffers, not tenured faculty members, staffers making short money. And because of a made-up hate crime by a member of the uber-privileged class at Smith College.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. Tiger Woods didn't crash his vehicle. He just had a bad user experience.
A bad user interface experience, Governor. Come on, get your cliches right.
When Joe Biden heard about the bombing in Syria, his question was, do we know who did it?
Is this the first time in a long time that we have bombed a foreign nation and the president hasn't at least come out and made a brief statement to the press? I think it is. But then this is also the first time in a very long time that apparently we're not going to have a live primetime State of the Union address.
That old rhetorical question, don't you know who I am, kind of takes on a new meaning with Joe.
What did he say last week? They said, what's it like to be in the White House? And he said some mornings he wakes up and goes, where am I? He said that. Of course, he also said, we have the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in American history. And that's brushed aside by the quote-unquote fact checkers. It's just Uncle Joe. Everybody knows he's only got half a mind to be president.
Joe Biden here. I authorized those strikes in Syria because I want everybody to have a good-paying union job. No joke.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
We once had a governor called Parker, who was a real carnival barker. He never took blame, his excuses were lame, and he made our state so much darker.
Boy, he sure did. Limerick guy's about my age. He remembers the old days, especially back in Western Mass. It was bleak. There was no jobs. Gilbarco packed up out of Springfield. They made the pumps for Exxon, Standard Oil, and they went to Greensboro, North Carolina, and there was just nothing going on. It's kind of like the way Charlie Parker has made the state today, all these years later.
Looks like Kamala Harris found out about the Syria bombing just like Obama used to find things out, by watching the news.
I think Obama actually said he read it in the newspapers. When TV or TV Land breaks in with a bulletin, not very often, right? That's when he finds out something's going on.
Howie, under arrest Biden calling. I feel a little responsible for the airstrikes. I accidentally picked up the big guy's nuclear football thinking it was my iPhone. They thought I said bomb Syria when I actually said, where's my bong, Siri?
Farnell attack!
That's pretty good. I hadn't heard anything like that before on the internet. Where's my bong, Siri? And guess what happens? Some bombs fall on Assad's brutal dictatorship, which John Kerry toasted because they served a particularly fine vintage of Bordeaux when he was in Damascus, don't you know?
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message any hour between 1 and 4 Eastern each weekday. The Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-4242. Excuse me. 844-500-4242. I'm getting it mixed up listening to Joe talk about a million billion. 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you want to hear more Chump Line messages that you haven't heard already, you can go to Chopped Chumps. We post that around 7 o'clock every weeknight. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, enjoying the premiere of Season 10 of Wicked Tuna, featuring America's favorite captain, Dave Marciano, and his pals, Jay, Joe, and Angelica. Wouldn't it be great to be out there fishing with them for free, courtesy of Matthews Brothers? Stay tuned.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. Tiger Woods didn't crash his vehicle. He just had a bad user experience.
802 says, what do Howie, Grace, Kamala Harris, and Joe Biden all have in common? Answer, none of them knew we were bombing Syria. Maybe Kamala did. Maybe. Probably not, though. You're right. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Air Purifier. Thunderstorm. BOGO is back. This is 1 week only and expires this Sunday, February 28th. You buy one and you get one free. That's the way it works. That's a great deal, and it's a great product. To order, go to EdenPure.com and use code word HowieBogo. What's the poll question, Taylor, and what are the results thus far?
If Trump doesn't run, who would you vote for in the Republican primary? Ted Cruz, Ron DeSantis, or Rand Paul?
I'd vote for DeSantis.
74% say DeSantis is their guy. 14% say Rand Paul. 12% would vote for Ted Cruz.
Let's play a cut from Ron DeSantis. He's the governor of Florida, and the CPAC conference is in Orlando this year. So he's one of the logical speakers. So here he is talking about the plan to flood the country with third world indigents. Cut 5.
We reject open borders and instead support American sovereignty and the American worker, building a movement on the foundation of amnesty and cheap foreign labor. Labor is like building a house on a field of quicksand.
Well put. Meanwhile, Ted Cruz, you know, he's taking a lot of crap over his stupid attempt to, or his trip to Cancun. He made sport of it earlier, but then he knew how to get in good with the pro-Trump audience. This is what he said. Cut 10.
And they look at Donald J. Trump, and they look at the millions and millions of people inspired who went to battle fighting alongside President Trump, and they're terrified. And they want him to go away. Let me tell you this right now. Donald J. Trump ain't going anywhere.
He ain't. And he's going to be speaking on Sunday, and he's going to attack Joe Biden, according to the reports coming out of Mar-a-Lago. You want to know how crazy the left wing is? You know, you would think they would love the Washington Post, everything about the Washington Post. I mean, they made up all that fake stuff about the Russian collusion hoax. Democracy dies in darkness. Oh, they can't get enough of the left wing slant, the BS. They're owned by Dr. Evil. But now one of their reporters is being denounced. White House correspondent Seung Min Kim. What happened was a reporter for the Huffington Post took a photo of the Washington Post reporter showing Senator Lisa Murkowski a tweet from Neera Tanden, President Biden's nominee for Office of Management and Budget Director. Murkowski hadn't seen this tweet where Tanden says that in 2017 that Murkowski was, quote, high on your own supply. You know, we know, and everyone knows this is all garbage. I don't know what she's talking about. So the Washington Post reporter shows this to Lisa Murkowski. It's basic reporting. It's good reporting, actually. She tracked her down in the halls of the Capitol. And Murkowski said, high on my own supply. That's interesting. Should I ask her my own supply of what? See, that goes to show how much homework I still have to do on her if I didn't even know she'd sent out a tweet about me. So the left wing is going, how dare the Washington Post go over and give information to the Orange Man Bad, as if Murkowski is a fan of Orange Man Bad, right? So they've been abusing this woman ever since then. Kim later posted some of she's Korean. Kim later posted some of the abuse she had received via email due to the photo. One email she shared told her to go back to China, B word, even though she's of Korean descent. Go back. This is the celebrate diversity crowd. This is why I spelled Democrat DemoKKKRAT. Go back to China, bleep. Whatever happened to celebrating diversity? Should she get some reparations? The Washington Post reporter. She asked a legitimate question. It was a random act of journalism, and this is what happens. She's tracked down by a left wing hit squad from the Huffington Post, which exposes her for engaging in journalism, and she is attacked. 844-500-4242. We will be right back with Police Blotter Facts Friday. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. It's Friday evening, the third hour of the show, the bottom of the hour. You know what that means. It's time for...
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
Music. All week long, we ask the listeners to send in their funny items or stories from their local daily or weekly newspaper or website now. And any story involving the local constabulary, the police department in your city or town, or something you see online from some other place, all it has to be is humorous or funny. And we ask you to send it to Grace at Howie Carr Show, grace@howiecarrshow.com, I should say. Or you can fax the stories to us. We still have a fax machine, 857-284-8864. And at this time, it can come from your local daily or weekly paper. It can come from the local column that the police author themselves, the police log or the police blog, depending on what the paper is. It can come from a standalone story. It can come from anywhere. Just send it to grace@howiecarrshow.com. And at this time, each Friday evening, Grace reads the funniest entries of the week, in her opinion. And the two best entries of the week, in her opinion, get a nice prize. What do they get this week, Grace?
Well, you know what, Howie? I'm going to the 110 Grill tonight for my big dinner. And since the prize for that, for signing up, was a Plug Uglies, I think the winners of this will get a Plug Uglies.
Sounds good.
All right, here are the runners-up. They do not win a prize. And I'm going to preface this by saying a huge amount of these stories this week just happen to come from one state in particular. And that's okay. And we're not judging that state. Florida. Drunk Florida man arrested for DUI admits, damn, I'm buzzed. This is out of Charlotte County, Florida, Howie. I don't know how close that is to you.
I think it's on the other coast.
Oh, sure. So you always say. A man was arrested in Charlotte County for a DUI after leaving the White Elephant Bar.
The White Elephant?
Should have been the Pink Elephant Bar.
Isn't the White Elephant on Nantucket?
A Charlotte County deputy pulled a tan Lincoln Town Car over for careless driving on Monday. When the deputy asked the driver for his license, Charles Kensel handed over his credit card instead. The deputy explained that his license was needed, but Kensel said, "See, I told you that's it." After he was able to produce his license, Kensel told the deputy he had 4 rum drinks at the White Elephant Bar.
He was supposed to tell him, "Nah, just put however much you want on that. It's okay,
yeah,
officer."
A couple of beers. Come on. He must have really been buzzed.
I know.
Speaking of which, the White Elephant has just expanded to Palm Beach around the corner from where I live.
I know. I know there's
I don't think
right
he was
you.
Drinking there, though, Grace.
But, Howie, you're absolutely right, because what people usually do is what it's like when you ask a guy, you know, how tall he is, or if you ask someone a question, they always usually either people downplay things. You know what I mean? You're not going to start with what you had. So if he's saying 4 rum drinks, that's got to mean like what, 8?
At least.
On the way to jail, Kensel said, "Damn, I am buzzed and I shouldn't have been driving after drinking. Do you forgive me?" According to the arrest report. He also repeatedly told the deputy his name.
Why didn't they have a designated elephant to take him home from the White Elephant?
That's a very good question. Florida man blacked out before using scissors to sever his wife's lover's parts.
Yeah. If he blacked out, what happened to the guy he did it to? You think he blacked out too? He wished he blacked out.
Every time we play that sound, it's like, it's so bad for every situation. A Florida man who allegedly used a pair of scissors to cut off his wife's lover's privates claimed he blacked out during the attack. Alex Bonilla is set to plead guilty Thursday. He attacked in the victim's mobile home in Bell. Where's Bell, Howie?
Nowhere near me.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds
like a panhandle town.
Grace, you have to use the modern terminology. He did not slice off anything. It was a gender reassignment.
Oh, this is like a Mr. Potato Head situation?
Yes, exactly.
Bonilla barged into the victim's home and threatened him with a handgun and a metal pipe. He tied up the man to his bedroom and said, "You are not going to die, but you are going to have something to remember this for your whole life." I'm sorry. I shouldn't be laughing. I'm sorry.
And he was right.
That is
sometimes
sick.
You make statements that are just, you know, hyperbole. They're untrue. In this case, he was telling the exact truth of the matter. You always will remember this day.
But this is what's so weird about it. Like, I'm not laughing at what the guy did, but just the way he's talking to this person, the victim. He said, "This is normal. You will not die today." Is it? To you? And then Bonilla took a pair of scissors and began cutting. I think
the guy said, "Wait a second, Bonilla. If you let me go, I'll buy you 4 rum drinks at the White Elephant."
Yeah, exactly. Longhorn Steakhouse customer in Florida arrested for harassing customers. These are we're only on Florida's right now.
Okay, where was the Longhorn Steakhouse?
Does this have to do with masks?
This no, actually, Taylor, it doesn't even have to do with shoes. This is out of Lady Lake, Florida.
These are not any these are not towns near me.
These are not towns that you're familiar with. A woman was recently arrested after a bizarre series of events at a Florida restaurant. The woman's behavior was apparently so disruptive. This is how you know, Howie, that she was behaving badly. The restaurant had asked her to leave without paying her check.
Wow. You're right.
Yeah. Heather Hirsch was at a Longhorn Steakhouse restaurant in Lady Lake on Tuesday night. On a Tuesday. When officers arrived in the scene, they reportedly found...
I thought Tuesday was a health night.
For most people, it's a get-your-life-together night. You know, that's the night you do your laundry and try to figure things out. So when officers arrived in the scene, they reportedly found Hirsch barefoot in the bar and acting erratically. According to reports, Hirsch had...
See, Florida, you don't have to wear masks anymore in most bars and restaurants, but you do have to wear shoes. That requirement has not gone out the window.
And here you said it was free America. You're selling us a false bill of goods. According to the reports, Hirsch had ordered a meal and drinks at the restaurant earlier in the night. After her meal, she allegedly took off her shoes and began walking around the restaurant asking other patrons for cigarettes. A Longhorn manager reportedly told police that the restaurant didn't care if Hirsch paid her bill. They just wanted her to leave. When she refused, she was... brought into custody. That's quite a sight. Someone bumming cigarettes while barefoot at a bar. Ugh.
I never cared much for the Longhorn Steakhouse.
Guys, Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. I love Piantedosi bread. It is the best bread around, and you can usually find it at your local markets, so make sure you check it out. Driver,
you know, the thing about the Longhorn Steakhouse, that's one of those places that has Texas toast, which sucks compared to Piantedosi.
Not as bad as
rolls, dinner rolls.
Howie, Texas toast or Texas toes?
I guess in her case, after she had her Texas toast, she went to, took off her shoes and people could see her Texas toes.
Yeah, and there is no bread out there as good as Piantedosi. I agree with you on that. A driver in a carpool lane in California busted with a masked mannequin in passenger seat.
That's good. He should have been given a Comic Gold Award for that.
A driver in California.
Was this in one of those high occupancy vehicle lanes?
Yeah, so a driver in California was busted driving around in the carpool lane with a lifelike mannequin riding shotgun. The mannequin was even wearing a face mask. A California Highway Patrol officer pulled up alongside the Toyota Tacoma and thought something was odd when he noticed the passenger wasn't moving. He initiated a traffic stop over suspicion that the driver's tinted windows
The passenger had come from the White Elephant, Grace. That's why he wasn't moving.
Well, you know what it makes me think of?
He was comatose.
Howie, this guy was good. He was clever. I mean, he had a really good mannequin, but it's kind of like in Ferris Bueller when he has the mannequin. You have to have a way of having it move just a little bit, even if it's just like a little something attached to the arm, so there's some movement in it. Because that's what tipped off the police. They said, why is this passenger so still? And that's why they pulled him over. Just an idea.
In Massachusetts, when Mike Dukakis was governor, it was fashionable to have a Mike Dukakis dummy for the HOV lanes.
The California Highway Patrol shared an image of the mannequin, which had on a pair of reading glasses and was wearing a red flannel shirt, a Cleveland Indians hat. So that's a double.
Oh, mini. That's a hate crime.
And a face mask. It even had wrinkles on its face and gray hair sticking out from underneath the cap. By far one of the best dummies we've ever seen, they said. At least he was following CDC guidelines by wearing his face mask. He was fined $490, Howie.
Oh, that seems really unfair.
And wait till you hear this story. New blood alcohol record recorded by highly intoxicated motorist.
I saw this one.
This is out of Oregon. Ted, and what?
He broke the all-time world's record set by Ted Kennedy every night for the last 50 years of his life.
But you have to remember, like, I understand he broke the record, but this is just from people who've been breathalyzed. Like, we, you know what I mean? There's a lot of people out there who could probably top it. They just never had the machine.
Yeah, but remember the guy who died last year in Colorado? They claimed it was a COVID death, and then it turned out that he'd blown a 0.55. That was his blood alcohol level. He died of alcohol poisoning. But what was this guy's? Tell people what.
0.77. And what appears to be a new record for extreme DUI, a motorist's blood alcohol content was measured at 0.77, more than 9 times the legal limit, after he crashed his car following a short police chase. According to investigators, the driver, who has not been named pending the filing of criminal charges, was involved in a hit and run in a city 125 miles away from Portland. Upon locating the suspect vehicle, a Ford Explorer, cops sought to pull over the driver, but he sped away. A short chase ended when the man, who cops described as highly intoxicated, lost control of his car and crashed into a concrete barrier. So they brought him to the hospital, and he was 0.778.
I would think you'd be dead at that point. If there's somebody from the emergency room who's listening, can you text us what the usual fatal level is? I would think it would be 5-0 or something like that, considering the guy in Colorado was dead with a 5-5.
Yeah, but I think it's one of those things where everyone's so different. By the way, Howie, I have one last local one before we go to break.
BAC levels above 0.40 are potentially fatal.
Anything above 4.0, okay.
And he was almost
he was almost double the potentially fatal level.
So this is a story out of Boston.
He was charged with impersonating a Kennedy, too.
Boston cyclist attempts to bike over a frozen Charles River and falls through. Boston cyclist Lucas Brunel took a spill into the Charles River after attempting to bike over the semi-frozen river last week. Brunel,
stay in the bike lanes, Charlie.
That's why we have them for you. And now you're going across the river? He said, I ride my bike the same way I trade stocks. It's my nature to take high risks and high return.
That reminds me of one of my favorite videos on the internet when they're interviewing the people who are running in the snow.
Yes.
She's like, oh, it's just so soft and it's so nice. It's good for the knees. And she takes off and just takes a digger.
Yeah, she goes, it's actually better to run in this. It's actually a lot safer. You get a lot of traction in the snow. He just wipes out. The plunge into the Charles didn't stop Brunel from hopping back on his bike and pedaling over more ice as he was spotted by he was spotted by local onlookers. Howie, my two winners are fabulous. They're really good, and I cannot wait to read them.
All right. 413 says, if this guy were the boss, he'd be all set. Yeah. I love the tweet that Donald Trump Jr. sent out the story about Springsteen beating the rap, and he said liberal white privilege. That's exactly what it was, liberal white privilege. If you haven't tried Super Beats Heart Chews, you are missing out on a really great product that's very tasty and it's very good for you.
I'm having one right now.
It's good for your heart health. I'm getting some out of the bag right now. I'm getting one out for me and one for McKay here who works with me. Here they are. They're just look the little candies wrapped in foil, but they're really good for you. They're not bad for you like candy. Super Beats Heart Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beats Chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. It's great for your blood pressure. It's good for your circulation and your heart health. Better blood pressure means more energy the way nature intended, without the jittery caffeine or stimulants. Now you can take just 2 delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere, and get the blood pressure support you need and the energy you want. I take one in the morning when I wake up before I go out and do a little exercise on the bike, and then I take one in the afternoon to keep me going, keep me sharp, I hope, during the show. Do what I did and support your heart health today with delicious Super Beats Chews. Get your Super Beats Chews today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third one for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
We're back with the second portion of Police Blotter Facts Friday. This is where we have the winners. Do you have any runners-up, Grace, before we get to the winners?
I think I want to get to the winners, Howie, because they're a little bit longer and they're really good.
Okay.
Man allegedly found drunk, naked, inside huge pipe organ. This is from Queensland.
A pipe organ?
Yes.
It where?
You mean his pipe organ was in the pipe organ?
Yes, technically yes. Queensland.
Oh, in Australia?
Yes. Crikey. A man allegedly found drunk and naked lying inside of one of...
How many Fosters did he have, mate?
Well, actually, we do get to that. It's not Fosters. One of Queensland's biggest pipe organs has been granted bail. Freemason Glenn Langford is accused of damaging the million-dollar organ pipes.
Why is he identified as a Freemason?
I don't know.
Must have been some meeting.
Yeah, it's weird. They keep bringing it up.
There's some more people that are going to need reparations when they start passing them out. Freemasons.
It sounds like hate speech, identifying somebody by their...
religion, yeah. Or their club. It's like a club, isn't it? More
yeah,
than a religion.
But he broke
Elks Lodge member.
It's a heritage. Because it's
Knights of Columbus.
He damaged the million-dollar organ pipes.
Kamala Harris doesn't like the Knights of Columbus, you know.
He damaged the million-dollar organ pipes of Brisbane's Masonic Memorial Center during a night he'd rather forget. He allegedly broke into the heritage-listed building and flooded it, activating
the fire
alarm.
Is he a Freemason, or did he just break into the Freemason?
Did he flood that organ with his organ?
No, he's a Freemason, I believe. Authorities found him in the Grand Hall, along with clothes, a remote-controlled police car, and a toy gun. Mr. Langford was arrested naked Wednesday night, lying amongst the organ pipes. He is accused of damaging a decorative wall and breaking several organ pipes. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Mr. Langford's lawyer...
It's been interesting, Grace.
Mr. Langford's lawyer said his client downed a bottle... I don't get this part. He says his client downed a bottle of Johnny Walker and had good intentions to hand out cheeseburgers to the homeless.
At the Masonic Hall? The homeless were at the Masonic Hall?
Don't we all, though? Like, deep down, don't we all have the good intention of handing out cheeseburgers to the homeless? He seems like a nice guy, though. He said he'd been drinking heavily, and he was just sad about a breakup. And when they asked him, when the 7 News asked
him... It's Australia. Shouldn't he have been handing out shrimp from the Barbie to the homeless?
He said,
rather than cheeseburgers?
This was his explanation. He said, things just got a little loose. I was out of it. I apologize to all the righteous Freemasons everywhere. Okay, I got to go to the next one really quick. Woman in wheelchair robs, threatens to kill everyone at downtown Jacksonville Bank. This is again Florida. A woman in an electric wheelchair robbed a downtown Regions Bank. It's the first one I had ever seen where a suspect is in an electric wheelchair and does what she does, the lieutenant said. Kenyita LaKey Gordon was arrested after the strong...
What's her first name?
Kenyita.
Kenyita.
She was in a wheelchair with a short blonde hair, wearing a black and silver COVID-19 mask and covered in a red blanket. She, when they went to go find her after the robbery, she was a mile away. So she was speeding on that electronic wheelchair.
Was she really in the wheelchair, or did she just steal someone's wheelchair to
use? Now that's a case for Inspector Carr.